This is Startup Nation Radio, the show to learn about how to start and grow your own business.
You got to follow your own compass. You got to execute on what you really believe in.
Well, the principles of entrepreneurship, I think, are universal.
Entrepreneurs benefit from learning from each other.
Hey, Rich, you're calling in from The Nation. What do you have for us this week?
Well, first of all, The Nation is alive and well. Entrepreneurs are jamming it.
The time is now.
The real question is, do you have the confidence, the resources, and the support?
It's always a good time to get into business.
It's time for Startup Nation with Jeff Sloan.
Okay, it is indeed time for Startup Nation Radio. This is the show for you to learn about how to start and grow a business of your own. Today we're going to focus on putting the power of the internet to work for you. Specifically, hey, you want more leads and sales? We're going to talk about how blogging can actually make that happen for you. And or, listen, if you just want to blog for dollars, that's possible too. This is an opportunity for you to express yourself through blogging and to make money from it. How cool is that? We're going to have some experts on the show today. They're going to teach you how to do just that. Stick with us on this edition of Startup Nation Radio.
You're listening to Startup Nation Radio on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome to this edition of Startup Nation Radio. Today, focused on how you can put the power of blogging to work for you, maybe even to have it as a business, a standalone business. Blogging as a business, blogging as a lead generator. We're going to cover it all today. Great show ahead. Before we get to all that, let's call out our sponsors, great sponsors of Startup Nation Radio, Walsh College, Comerica Bank, and Pappas Financial. Well, Pappas Financial has been a trusted advisor to business owners for over 40 years. They guide entrepreneurs on strategies that protect their businesses and personal assets, implement company benefit solutions, and provide a roadmap for business owners to ultimately transfer their hard-earned gains to their estate. Get started right and stay on track. To help you do just that, get Pappas Financial on your team. Reach out to Norm and the Pappas Financial team at 248-539-8292 and tell them Startup Nation sent you. Well, speaking of Norm Pappas, we got him in the studio. Norm, welcome again to that hot seat over there on Startup Nation Radio.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here.
All right. You know, you said when it comes to blogging, you're just going to be a commentator. Well, this is new stuff, right? I mean, you certainly didn't think about blogging 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago when you're thinking about how to market your business. This is really new stuff, but powerful. I mean, you certainly know about blogging.
I do. I probably should do it. I just, you get busy and...
Norm, we're going to make sure you're going to come into the show saying you're just going to be a commentator because we're talking about new economy stuff like blogging, new technology stuff like blogging. You're going to come out of the show saying you're ready to go. You're going to be a blogger.
Okay.
I'm going to read your blog next week. And so is everybody else, and we're excited to do that. I know you've got good things to say. All right, so with no further ado, we're going to start it off, Norm, by we've got an in-studio guest, Tiffany Henfling, who writes a blog, wifemotherteacher.com. Tiffany, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Hi, thank you for having me.
All right, first, tell us about your blog. What are you writing about?
Sure. So my blog is about 2 years old now, and I'm focusing on a busy working mom and living under a budget and being able to excel with home management and live a full life.
So you share your thoughts, your experiences, your challenges, your ideas and perspectives, and also probably recommendations and tips on things to help other moms. The demographic is just like you, right?
That's right.
And so is this... At this point, I mean, you started a couple of years ago. Are you earning a living at it? Are you making money? Are you making any money at it yet?
I'm making a little bit of money. Not a lot. Definitely not a living. I am a teacher by trade.
A teacher by trade. And so was this intended to be a business, a full-time ultimately, or sideline? Or what was your perspective
full-time.
On it?
My passion is teaching, but okay. I love blogging. I've always been a journaler, and so this kind of fit with me. But I was looking 2 years ago for an option to earn money on the side while having my son home with me, and I was looking for options. And so this was something that I fell across by reading somebody else's blog and thought, I could do that.
And that's the cool thing. You can do it at home. Mm-hmm. You can do it anytime, anywhere. You can do it in your pajamas. You can do it in your suit.
You can
do it. You know, that's the cool thing about it. Now, blogging, let's make sure, Norm, you said you know what blogging is.
Sure.
So there are these tools out there where you can, you know, like WordPress and others, where you can create these sites that allow you to express yourself. You could maybe create a profile, right? Tiffany, you probably
Absolutely.
Do that. You'd say who you are.
Right.
and they learn about you so that as they read it's in context, your comments are in context with knowing a thing or two about you.
Absolutely.
And then you express yourself. It's literally like a journal, right?
Yeah, it's interesting. Tiffany, you started this when your son was born, right?
Right.
Immediately. And it's interesting to see what are you saying to people and how to have them find you.
Absolutely. I was disappointed when I was on maternity leave that there weren't very many blogs that fit me as a working mom that wanted to be a working mom. And there's so many blogs out there for stay-at-home moms. And I just wanted something that was geared towards people like me.
So in addition to expressing yourself, you mentioned that ideally at some point you'd like to be making money
Absolutely.
From this, maybe even making a living at this.
That would be fantastic.
That would be cool. So from your view, and we're going to get some experts on in the next segment, but from your view, how do you plan to ultimately make money from this? How does that happen?
Sure. So at this point, I work with affiliate marketing. So I'm earning money when people purchase things through recommendations that I've made. But of course, other bloggers are also being paid for advertisement. That's not something that I currently have as an option. But also with selling products. And I do hope down the road to either go with an ebook or printable packages,
yep.
that kind of thing. That
so
fits
let's break those down because I think you hit on some really good ones. And again, we're going to bring some experts on. We're going to hear how to do this. But affiliate marketing, was that like Commission Junction or what are you using? So you use these aggregators, if you will,
Absolutely.
That have all these feeds to these products or services that you're going to sell. And,
mm-hmm.
and you recommend them in your blog?
Right. So anytime I'm blogging and a product could be mentioned or something that I use that I really like and I want to tell bloggers about it, or I'm sorry, readers about it,
yep.
then I'll mention it, but I'll include an affiliate link.
And so if they click on that and buy it.
Right. If they buy it, then I'm earning a commission, basically.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's one way. That's affiliate marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The other way you mentioned is the third way was the ebook. The second way was the...
You could have paid
advertising. Paid advertising, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Paid advertising. So in paid advertising, that's you've got eyeballs on the site.
Mm-hmm.
You have people reading your blog. You have traffic.
Right.
And you can monetize that traffic by creating impressions, advertising impressions.
Yes.
Right? So you go out and you get advertisers who, obviously, it's best served when it's relevant to the subject matter.
Absolutely.
So it might be play school. It might be, right? I mean, it could be anything related to the subject matter that you're talking about. They would have an ad there.
Yes.
And they pay you up front to have that ad presence on your blog.
Right.
That's the way that works. And the third being the ebook, that's where
selling a product.
So you would create a product that you would own. It would
right.
be yours. This is an affiliate marketing. And
Correct.
Then they would buy that from you through mm-hmm. an e-commerce capability.
Right.
Like an ebook or something else. What might be another example of something you could sell?
A printable package. I'm big on printables on my blog, and that would be something I'm really interested in doing this year.
All right. Now listen, we're gonna have you stick with us through the whole show. You picking up on this, Norm?
I'm learning.
You got the wheels turning over there.
Yep.
You got things you could sell. We're gonna talk about blog ideas for you in a minute. But Tiffany, we're going to keep you on the whole show. We're going to bring
great.
On some experts. Let's really drill down now. Roll up the sleeves, go to work, and learn how to make money from blogging. Stick with us on Startup Nation Radio.
Welcome back to Startup Nation on WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, we're rolling today on the subject of blogging. And we're going to bring in a couple of experts in a minute. We're having a good session here with Tiffany Henfling, who's got a blog, wifemotherteacher.com. Blogging, again, is where you have the ability to like keep a journal online that others can read. And in reading that, you have opportunities to monetize that traffic and interest of those readers who are on your blog. And we're going to learn how to maximize the opportunity to generate maybe new leads and sales for your business and or to make money directly off your blog. So, Tiffany, we were talking about your ambition to ultimately make money off your blog.
Right.
And ways to do it right before the break. I have a quick question for you, though, to frame this out for our listeners. Right now, how many listeners do you have? Readers do you have?
That's a really good question, and that's something I'm working on figuring out the actual number. At this point, I have about 10,000 people combined in all of my different platforms, but of course, there are some people who follow me on Facebook and Twitter, for example. And so that's something I'm trying to get a handle on is who are the unique people?
Who are the unique people reading the blog?
Mm-hmm.
And I guess just one last question, then we're going to go to our experts. How are you thinking about it and what are you doing to generate awareness and traffic, interest in and traffic to your blog?
absolutely. Right now, my biggest areas are social media. Pinterest is a big one. I'm trying to use Pinterest, but also reaching out with guest posts on other people's blogs that have larger readership, and hopefully then bringing people back my way.
Right. So the way that works is that someone will make a comment on their blog. It's subject matter that's relevant to what you know about. You make a comment. You have a link there, right? A link
right.
to yours.
And you would actually write a post specifically for their website, specifically for their readers on your topic.
But it showcases your expertise.
Correct.
And they say, that gal had a really interesting comment.
Right.
And then they want to learn more from you as a thought leader.
Absolutely.
And then they click through. They're like, okay, great. Norm, if you were to write a blog right now, come on, let's pick up on some of this stuff and make a business opportunity here for you. Not that you need another one. But in your spare time, Norm, if you were to use that time to write a blog, what would you write about?
Well, 70% of all businesses fail to get to the second generation. And the reason they do is they don't have a succession plan. So I'd probably talk about that a little bit.
And that's perfect because it follows on. You wrote a book. You're
yes.
an author on that subject
right.
matter. So there you go. You've got your business. You've got your book now. You've got your blog. You're a thought leader. That thought leadership gets exposed out there through in the internet world. People read that stuff and they say, man, he knows what he's talking about. Then they end up going to your business to take your advice and do the things you're recommending that they do. That generates more business for you. See how that would work?
Yeah, everybody wants people ringing the phone off the hook.
Of course. Well, there you go. Let's start blogging. All right. Now, we've got a couple of guest experts who are going to really help us accelerate all of this and know how to do this. We've got Amy Lynn Andrews, a blogging expert. Amy, welcome to Startup Nation Radio.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm going to introduce our other guests, and we're going to get a little more information on each of you in our little expert roundtable here on blogging. We've also got Matthew Loomis. Matthew, you with us? All right, and you're gonna really help us learn how to make a living at blogging. All right, now, Amy, tell us a little bit about you. What makes you an expert in blogging?
Well, I'm not sure. Expert, you know, define expert. I suppose I've been blogging since 2004. I started as a hobby blogger, and then it was about 2010 that I really got the urge to try to make a go of it as far as blogging for income. When I started blogging, my children were really small, so it was a little bit trickier for me to really dedicate the time needed towards, blogging with intent and purpose. But by 2011, my husband quit his job, and now blogging supports us full time.
I got a question that's interesting. When I introduced you as an expert, and I'm still going to keep that moniker for you, expert, because you're being way too conservative with your own judgment of yourself and your influence. But let me ask you this: you write a blog, right?
Correct.
How many people follow your blog?
Let's see. I don't keep great tabs on it either, just like Tiffany. But I think I'm about maybe 70,000 or 80,000 unique visitors a month.
Okay, now let's just take a look at this. 70,000, 80,000 unique visitors a month coming to hear what you have to say. Let me ask you this. What do you write about?
Actually, right now my blog is teaching other people how to blog.
Okay, now I don't know how we all define expert. But I can tell you one thing, when you're writing subject matter like that and you got 78,000 unique people, that means, you know, that's the first time they've come during that month to listen or to read your blog, to read what you have to say specifically and expressly, coming to your site for that purpose. I don't know. I kind of think that qualifies as, and been doing it since 2004. It sounds like an expert to me. So we're going to keep on that moniker for you. Now, stick with us, Amy. We're going to come right back to you and get some tips out of you. But Matthew Loomis, you're also a blogging. Are you an expert?
Well, kind of like what Amy said, you know, I'm still on the journey. I'm still learning. I guess you could call me an expert.
Well, we're going to.
Okay.
How many people are reading your blog?
I would say actually about 45,000 unique visitors per month generally.
Now, this is powerful stuff. I mean, can you imagine expressing yourself, having something to say, wanting to share wisdom with people? And having 45,000 people, unique people every month. Norm, how would you like that? You're going to write about succession planning. If I were to say to you right now, you're going to have 45,000 unique people every month come and read what you have to say, what you have to say. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's amazing.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
You talk about generating new business. So, Matthew, your whole thing about blogging, you're going to help us make a living at blogging on this edition of Startup Nation Radio. How would you qualify, your whole thing about blogging and recommending blogging to people? I mean, can people, not just someone like you who's got all this experience and everything, but the average person, can they make a living at making a blog?
Sure, they can. You know, I come from a writing background, but, you know, you don't have to be a writer to be a professional blogger. So, you know, I just want to say that up front. But really, it's all about finding your passion, finding something that, you know, you're really interested in and that you're really going to be motivated to do, because, you know, this does take some work, but, you know, whatever it is that you're passionate about, like obviously Tiffany is passionate about being a working mom, so, and there's definitely an audience out there for her, so whatever that is, you just need to, you know, do a lot of research and learn how to, you know, take what you have to offer and convey it in a way that is going to draw people to your website.
Okay. Let's get people started for those people out in the audience right now who are listening, and Norm in particular. Let's get Norm rolling right here, right now. Amy and or Matthew, feel free to jump in at any time. You're our experts. How does someone get started blogging? What should Norm do first?
I didn't realize I was going to be a guinea pig on the show today.
You said just a commentary. Well, come on. I got to get my value out of here. You're sitting in a great seat. You're in a great spot there. We got to maximize it, Norm.
Okay.
All right. So not just commentator. We don't do that here.
All right.
How does Norm get started blogging?
Well, I think the first thing that you have to do is really work on building a platform. I think you can easily get yourself set up and started as far as, you know, the software is concerned, and there's so many tools out there to actually get your blog up and running. After that, it's really, that's the easy part, because after that, then it's just a lot of content creation, a lot of relationship building on social media and with other bloggers, and really just a lot of time and patience and energy. I think a lot of people have the misunderstanding that you can start a blog and, you know, within a few months or even a year or things like that, I mean, like, you could be making a living. And I think I know in my experience and the experience of others that are around me, it's really clear that, you know, those of us who are making a full-time income have been doing it for a long time. So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep.
It's just a matter of really creating great content that people just can't live without.
Mm-hmm. Matthew, want to add to that?
Yeah, I would ask, it's Norm, right?
Yes.
Norm, yeah.
Yeah, I would ask Norm, you know, what is it exactly that you're wanting to do? What is your goal? What is your purpose? And simply go from there. You know, do you have something to sell? Do you have a service to provide, or whatever it is, you need to do the research and, you know, find out how you can become, you know, a different, to stand out.
So, Norm, you've got a business, to Matthew's point. You've got a business. You're interested in driving new leads
sure.
and sales of your business. So let me ask you this. You wrote a book.
Right.
You wrote that because it gave you great, I mean, you probably wrote it for a variety of reasons, but certainly one of them is to create credibility, authority.
Absolutely.
Which translates to people listening to you, and when you recommend to them to buy this or that product or service from your business, it holds greater gravity, right?
Yeah. Actually, the book is a how-to for business owners who want to do this, and I wanted it to be an easy read, but I could take aspects of the book, put it on a blog.
Exactly. You could expand.
Yeah, sure.
Expound sure. on it. So in terms of your purpose, you can intuitively understand how, like writing a book in the same way, continuing to write through your blog creates that same kind of credibility building, influence, you know, and power as it relates to generating more business for your business.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Yeah. And that's where I think the role. So that would be a reasonable goal for you. I mean, you're not the kind of guy that's going to probably really focus on getting advertising on your blog and all that. You're probably more focused on using the blog to drive business to your business.
Yeah, that's
all right.
How I
so that's a good goal. All right, now we're going to pick up. We've got a platform to start blogging. We've now got a theme and a purpose as to why you're going to blog. Let's pick up on some additional steps when we come back after this break. And Tiffany, you stick with us too. Feel free to jump in, by the way. You are now appointed our third guest host on this show.
I'm so excited.
So if you've got questions, write them down, jump in.
Thank you.
Elbow us out, jump right on the subject, and ask a good question. All right, stick with us on Startup Nation Radio today, focused on blogging. Coming right back.
It's Startup Nation on WJR. Easy to follow instructions on achieving your dream.
By taking action now.
Here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, and we're taking action now. All of you out there listening, learning about blogging today, you should be taking action too. What a great opportunity. What a low-cost way to establish yourself as an expert that can go in many different directions. You might one day be able to make money directly off your blog by maybe selling an ebook, having advertising, etc. Or if you're in business or thinking about starting a business, use blogging to drive new leads and sales by being an influencer. Establish that credibility and drive traffic to your business. We're doing just that. Well, we've got Norm Pappas on as the co-host. We've got Tiffany Henfling on, who's a blogger, and we've got some experts on as well. We've got Amy Lynn Andrews. Welcome back to Startup Nation Radio.
Thank you.
Amy, what's your website address or your blog address?
AmyLynnAndrews.com.
Okay, so that's AmyLynn Andrews.com.
You know, Amy is famous to Tiffany. Tiffany, you should comment on that.
I was very excited when I heard that Amy was going to be the expert. I listened to her when she was on Kat Lee's blog, howtheyblog.com, and I listened to that while I run, and so she's actually been a huge inspiration to me. So I had a little freak out in my living room when I found out she was going to be on the show.
How cool is that, Amy?
Oh, wow. You just made my day, Tiffany. Thank you.
You made my week.
Wow. There you go.
That's awesome. Thanks.
And listen, Matthew, we don't want you feeling bad at all. I was excited that you were going to be on the show for sure because you're going to teach us how to make a living at blogging. So we're thrilled to have you on the show. And Matthew, how did someone find your blog?
They can go to buildyourownblog.net.
buildyourownblog.net. And what kind of stuff are they going to learn there?
Well, they're going to learn how to, first of all, build a blog, and then they're going to learn how to carry that blog into success down the road.
Okay, cool. So check out Amy's blog. Check out Matthew's blog if you want to learn more after the show. I know it's hard to, you know, kind of comprehend and get all this stuff during the show. We try to hit the high-level stuff. We've got limited time, as everyone knows, but we want to try to get to the key points. So moving right along, Norm, we were using you as a guinea pig. You're good enough to allow us to do so as it relates to how someone gets a blog started. We've got your subject matter down. We know you're going to use one of the platforms that are available everywhere out there to start your blogging. And now we got to create some awareness. We got to create some traffic. We got to have eyeballs there. And this isn't a classic build it and they will come thing, is it, Amy? I mean, you got to do more than that. You got to be proactive to drive traffic.
Absolutely. Yeah. At the beginning, when blogging started, when I started 10 years ago, it was a lot more build it and they will come, but not anymore, unfortunately.
So part of it is in the build it and they will come. If someone were to search for the subject matter, they might land on you and your blog and they'll find you that way. But the reality is all of the subject matter stuff is such crowded space. If Norm were to talk about succession planning, he's certainly not going to be the only one talking about succession planning, right?
That's right.
So you need other ways to get attention. So give us a couple of tips, Amy. How can we get some traffic driven to our blog subject matter?
Well, I think, you know, kind of going back to the whole idea of your goal, you really want to become the go-to resource for your field or topic or niche. So if succession planning is your topic, Norm, then I would say, you know, make sure that you find everywhere that you can find online to be in front of the people who are interested in that topic, and then provide them with great information. Be generous in the information that you provide. Be helpful to others. Building relationships is huge. As you know, on social media, you can, you know, build a great reputation and you can build a horrible reputation, and it can happen really fast, although building one, it doesn't happen always so fast. Building relationships is key. You really have to find where your target audience is and then go to them and then be willing to give them the information that they're really interested in.
Right. And in the case of Norm, now your main objective would be not necessarily to make money off the blog directly, but indirectly by using it to drive traffic to your business and making the money through additional sales. Now, in keeping with that, I would imagine that one of the opportunities for low-hanging fruit for making the blog work for you in that respect is to go to your customer base.
Sure.
Because your best customer is your existing customer. Maybe there's a customer that hasn't thought about succession planning. Maybe they're buying life insurance or they're buying some other benefit, but they haven't thought about the other benefit that you're selling, and your blog tells them why it's important, and boom, you make a sale to an existing customer.
Yeah, Amy has an interesting point in the sense of what's unique about you. Not a lot of people have written books. Took me 5 years to write the book, and it was specifically for business owners, family businesses. So I think you have to get a little more specific, too, to narrow down, even though you want a lot of people listening, but to give the content to the right people.
Yep. Tiffany, are you grabbing some of this stuff?
Absolutely. I have a whole page of notes already.
Yeah, and so you use the social media. We talked about you're on Pinterest. So, for example, it's really important when you use social media to make sure that your subject matter aligns with the channel really, really well. So Pinterest, you're talking to moms. Pinterest is what,
absolutely,
80%, I think, or so, by a great majority anyway, female audience.
I'm sure.
Moms,
you're
a lot of moms.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So that's a perfect way to generate interest in your subject matter.
Sure. I also use Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, I've found it very powerful. I found a lot of connections being made that way.
Yeah. Good. Matthew, you got some tips for us on how we can generate interest in our subject matter and drive traffic to the blog?
Well, I think everyone here has made some good points social media-wise that, you know, you really want to go where your audience is. Now, for my audience, Pinterest is not the best place. But I do find a lot of connecting opportunities through Facebook and Twitter and Google+. So, you know, you shouldn't feel obligated to use every social media channel. You want to use the ones that are right for your audience.
And how does somebody find that out? I mean, let's say I don't really know who's using Google+. How do I find out what the demographic of Google+ is?
Well, I think it takes some time, like Amy was saying, to figure out, you know, where your audience is hanging out. You know, you can do the research and look up, you know, demographics on various social media channels. But it's just going to have to be kind of a trial and error thing. You know, you can start a web page or a account with a social media channel and test it out for a while and just, you know, see how it does. And if it doesn't work for you, then don't feel bad about shutting it down.
Right, sure. I mean, you want to spend your effort on what's working for you. I would imagine intuitively,
right,
anyway, maybe LinkedIn might be a good spot for you, Norm.
Wouldn't it be quicker to have consultants like, you know, Amy and Matthew come in and help? I mean, as opposed to trying to do it all yourself. Maybe some people want to do it themselves, but it might shortcut.
Do what part of it, Norm?
Well, train. How do you connect? Where's the best place for the audiences? I mean, I have
so
an
marketing
idea, but
yeah. Well, you would create the content. Now, what you're
right
talking about,
because
you're the expert, so you would
right
create the content. You might have a writer help write it for
no,
you.
No, no, I have a lot of content. I don't worry about that. It's, you know, what's the best way to
what's
get
the best
that
way
out
to market it? And there's lots of that kind of help out there, and you're right. Going to a consultant, going to a marketing firm, whatever, to help package you and package the blog might be a really good way to get the word out if you're not expert in
right
these kinds of things like LinkedIn and Pinterest and social media and all the rest.
Well, for sure I'm not.
All right. Now, listen, we've got Tiffany, who has an ambition of at least being able to make money off the blog. So let's move away from Norm's objective of driving business to his business and making money that way. Let's talk about how someone might want to actually make the blog their business. Matthew, let's start with you. You mentioned that's possible. You're doing it, right?
Yes, absolutely.
You're making a good living at it. It's amazing. So you tell us, just generally first, how does someone make money not driving leads to their business or anything else, but directly off their blog? How do they make a living at blogging?
Well, one of the first things I wanted to ask Tiffany is, how is your email list coming along, Tiffany?
What a good question. I am brand new to email list, and that is something I need to learn a lot about. I just got that live on my blog this week, and so I would love any advice you have on that topic.
Okay, well, great. Well, I just happened to have a blog post called Why Smart Bloggers Build Their Email List, and here's how to get started.
Perfect.
Right on. You can go to my blog and do that. Yeah, basically, email is still a very effective tool to build a loyal audience. People are still using email, and I think that's something that sometimes people overlook, or they think, oh, you know, nobody wants to get more emails. But actually, I find email to be a really effective tool to connecting with my audience, for promoting my blog posts, and, you know, just whatever it is that I need to share with my audience. It's a very effective tool. So, you know, basically, there's three ways you can build an email list quickly. First of all, you should be blogging in a robust, growing niche. Now, you've already basically got that down. You're in a growing niche, I would say, working moms.
Definitely, and I actually even focused it down a little bit more, working moms for sure, but also moms that are on a budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. That's good. So you've got that down, and then basically, you know, you want to provide beneficial information for free. And one of the ways that you can do that, you know, to build your email list is, like you mentioned, an ebook or a free report. Well, the ebook is something you're going to want to monetize later.
Hey, Matthew, tell us this first so that we can put it in context. When I'm building an email list, but what's the ultimate goal of the email list? Because this is in the context of how do I make money at blogging. So once I have this email list, we're going to go right back to where you were, so keep your thought. But where's this all going into? How do I ultimately make money off an email list?
Well, you ultimately want to get a return on your investment. So basically, you want to make sales through your emails. And you know, there are ways to do that. You know, you can track that. And so, but it's just a great way to...
So let me see if I've got this. Let me just grab this really quickly. So if someone comes to my blog, I can assume they're interested in the subject matter, right? I can kind of get some demographic profiling on them. Then once I've got some profiling on them, I can then use my email list, and they signed up for that email list in exchange for something. There was some kind of value exchange. Sign up for this email list and give us the permission to email you occasionally, and we're going to give you a free ebook, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
They sign up for the email list, and then I can push out to that highly qualified audience things that I can sell them. Maybe there it's, you know, well, now we gave you this free ebook, now take our master course in blogging. And when you take our master course in blogging, you pay us, you know, $9.95, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Do I have that? Is that kind of the high level, the simple, dumbed down version of how I make money with an email list?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it, you know. And you also want to look at email as a lead nurturer. So,
all right, before we get to the lead nurturer, now we're going to pick it right back up because I want to keep on this email list topic.
Okay.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to make some money here at Startup Nation Radio, go out to our sponsors, and we're going to come right back and pick it up right where we left off, Matthew. Hold your thought.
Okay.
It's Startup Nation on News Talk 760 WJR. Here's Jeff Sloan.
Okay, great show. Don't want to waste a minute. Let's get right back to it. We're talking about blogging. We're going to get a quick answer from Matthew on email list. I know, Tiffany, you got a question for him. And then, Amy, we've got a question coming from Tiffany for you. Stick with us. We'll be right to you. Matthew, we're talking about email list building. And, Tiffany, you wanted to follow on Matthew's kind of how-to.
Absolutely.
Discussion about email lists, and you had a specific question.
Yes. If I already have free content that I'm offering to my readers, how do I now link that in with my brand new email list? What should be the steps I take?
Matthew.
That's a great question.
That is a good question. We got the right gal in studio here, I'm telling you.
I'm loving it. Thanks. Good.
Yeah, well, basically, you want it to be really powerful. You want it to be something unique and something that's going to really grab somebody. So, whatever that is, like, you know.
For me, it's printables. I have a lot of printables.
Like, you know, a list, you know, the 10 best ways to do such and such, or something like that that will prompt people to give you their email address.
Right. That's a value exchange we're talking about.
Value exchange, right.
Okay. And Tiffany, you had a question for Amy Burning.
I do. It goes along that same track of thought. I'm wondering about specific tools or things that you'd recommend when we're creating printables and ebooks to have high content, or I'm sorry, high quality content that our readers will want.
Amy?
Wow, that's so many tools. I think for printables, for example, you could use any image, image editor. One person that I spoke with recently uses Keynote. She has a Mac, and she uses Keynote. She puts makes all of her printables on there. I know that people, you know, just use just Microsoft Word as well. A lot of people use Microsoft Word. So, I mean, really, the sky is the limit. I know people who also use Google Docs. Like, they'll maybe make a printable that is a chart or something, and they might go in there and on Google Docs, just create a spreadsheet and, you know, or a form you can put, or a table, I guess is what it's called, on a document on a table in Google Docs, excuse me.
And where would you recommend then, like, hosting that? So if you have it and you've created it, where do you recommend putting it?
Gotcha. You can host it right on your site if you have a self-hosted site. For example, if you use WordPress. I know, Tiffany, that you use Blogger.
I do.
So some people, I think, use Amazon. Amazon has a hosted service, a hosting service that you can use there. A long time ago, there were some other free places where you could host things. I've also heard of people hosting things on Google Drive or even Dropbox.
That's a good idea. I use both of those.
Yeah, you would just have to make sure that the access that people have is the right access that you want them to have. You know, sometimes, for example, on Google Drive, you know, you can make it accessible via a link, or you can make it accessible to the public in general, you know, that sort of thing. So just be aware of the, you know, various levels of permission there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Good questions.
You're welcome.
Good questions, Tiffany.
Yeah, you know, something Matthew said that if you say, here are the five common mistakes in budgeting people make, you know, they listen to the number and they then are more interested. So I think that's a good point.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Value all around. That's what it's all about here on Startup Nation Radio. Love it. This is a great show. I mean, we've got a great aspiring blogger who's already got some success in Tiffany, no doubt about it, and some following and recognition, and she could be even a budding radio co-host with those questions.
All
just
right.
Remember one thing. Just remember one thing. It's all good, but it's our show.
All right. I guess I'll let you keep it.
Okay.
I have another question for Tiffany.
Yeah, go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, Tiffany, have you used video, and are you considering using video?
Good question. I have not, and I've considered it. It does make me a little bit nervous, I have to admit, just that welcoming my reader literally into my life, you know, seeing everything, I guess you could say. So I haven't, but it is something that's kind of in the back of my head.
That's good, because that's something I would recommend, that you just kind of sprinkle some videos in here and there, either in your blog content or maybe on, you know, the appropriate web page if you're trying to.
Would you recommend embedding those from somewhere like YouTube, for example?
Oh, yes. I would recommend using YouTube and having a YouTube channel along with that.
Sounds great.
Those are great tips. You know, when it comes to video, too, Matthew, it doesn't have to be video about Tiffany or with you in it, Tiffany, right? I mean, in other words, yeah, I know you don't want to expose yourself. I mean, it could be video of a PowerPoint if you're talking about specific subject matter that doesn't even put your face on it, right? Is that right, Matthew?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You can use a software that, you know, videotapes your screen. So if you want to show some things on your computer screen, you can do that. Of course, you can get creative.
So if it's let's talk about that for a second. If it's like a, you know, here's how I found a great way to make this, you know, whatever kind of cake on a budget. You could not have your face in the video, but you could have the actual cake making preparation in the video, to give you an example, right? That's just off the top of my head, but right, Matthew?
Yeah, that's an example. Like if she's shooting in her kitchen, but like I have a couple of videos on my website, like learning WordPress or setting up your blog, and it's all done showing my computer screen. So,
right. What kind of technology do you use for that?
I use I recommend Camtasia Studio.
Mm-hmm.
Although they don't seem to be doing so well with the iPhone 6. I use my iPhone a lot to shoot video, and for some reason with the latest, they need to update their software. But so I may be looking elsewhere, but I have, you know, been using Camtasia Studio.
Right, and by the way, our great star producer, Paul Bologna, captures all these great tips and puts them on our website after the show. So if people are not catching this or don't know how to spell something or find it, like Camtasia Studio, we'll find it for you. We'll put it on the website after the show. You can go back to the website, startupnation.com/radio. You'll find all these references there. In closing, Amy, first of all, thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it. You are indeed an expert, and we're going to hold you to that. Tell us again, your website is your blog. People can find you where?
They can find me at amylynandrews.com. Thanks so much for having me. It was a lot of fun.
Well, we're going to do it again. We loved having you on the show, and blogging is a really, really important part of doing business today. And Matthew, thank you to you as well. Your website, again, is they can find your blog where?
They can find my blog at buildyourownblog.net. As well as Twitter, Facebook, and Google Plus.
And Tiffany, thank you, Matthew. And Tiffany, your
thank
blog
you.
Again.
Wifemotherteacher.com. And you can find us on social media as well.
Beautiful. You know what? I'm going to check it out. And Norm, where do we find your blog next week?
I'm going to have to do a little research here. I learned a lot today.
We're holding you to it. You're going to be on next weekend.
Yes.
You know what the first question is going to be?
Maybe I shouldn't be on next weekend.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, great stuff, great show, great content. Thank you so much, Tiffany, for coming
Thank
down and being in the
me.
Studio. It's great. You've got a great future ahead. I know you do.
Thank you. There's no doubt
about it. And we're going to come back next week, Norm,
on
Startup Nation Radio, and do it again on another hot subject matter that entrepreneurs and small business owners are burning to know about.
Sounds good.
Startup Nation Radio.